are here on the third day of the Q's Symposium here on this beautiful island called Kauai. And look who I ran into, Mr. Doug Leighton from Visa. How are you, Doug?
I'm great, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right so far.
It's hard to not be doing great when you're in Kauai.
Exactly. I don't want to leave, but duty calls at home. But anyway, it's a great place to escape to.
Going back to San Diego is not so bad.
It's okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean, compared to this, it's okay. But anyway, we digress. Hey, we're talking about something else that's better than okay. It's called EMV, and we all went through the whole EMV rigmarole a couple of years ago. So what's the latest? What's going on with EMV these days?
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's time to sort of wrap up EMV in some sense, like wrap up talking about it. And that's because like over 99% of all credit cards today have EMV chips on them. Mm-hmm. Over 90% of all debit cards have EMV chips on them. And you're increasingly seeing the merchants are adopting as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we are far along on the transition. Over 40% of all debit transactions are chip on chip, which means the merchant's got it and the cardholder's got
That's
it.
It's good.
It's way higher on the credit side.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can basically say that we are, I think, over the hump on that transition. Now we're just going to catch up on some of those extra merchants, but the issuer side has done a great job of getting those cards out into market.
Indeed. Okay, so the next step here is what's the next big thing that Visa has in store? Is it
the good thing about what EMV has done is EMV has laid the railroad for us to now innovate on top of that. And one of the big innovations is actually nothing new. It's been around for a while, but it's contactless.
It might be new to us, but not new to the rest of the world, right?
Right. It's new to us. We've tried and failed in the past to get contactless going, but now is really the time for it to finally blossom in the U.S. I mean, internationally, like 17% of all of Visa transactions outside of the United States are already contactless transactions face-to-face.
Okay.
And in some countries like Australia and Poland, it's 90%.
Wow, that's a huge number.
90% of all face-to-face transactions are contactless. And it's such a great member experience to just, you know, inserting and waiting for, you know, potentially 3, 4, even 10 seconds sometimes. It's just and you move on.
Yeah.
Merchants love it because speeds people through checkout, and members love it because it's a much better, faster experience.
Well, this sounds even faster than all the pays. You know, Apple Pay, Android Pay, Samsung. It sounds like it's faster than
that. It is, and it can be construed as a great bridge to get to those technologies.
Yeah.
But let's face it, you have a lot of members today that may not be comfortable paying with their phones. You know, may not like that technology.
Sure.
But so the form factor that exists today. Exact same form factor, just a much faster transaction.
Mm-hmm. Still a card, just boom.
Still a card. Okay. Right. And, you know, in the U.S., it's coming. 40% of all merchant terminals today are contactless enabled. I'm not just saying that, like, they have contactless, they just haven't turned it on.
Right.
But no, 40% of all transactions today are happening at terminals that accept contactless payments. So the infrastructure on the merchant side is there.
Yeah.
And that's a little different than how the rest of those countries, Australia, for example, rolled it out. They typically rolled it out with the cards first, and then the merchants came afterwards, right? In the United States, the merchants are actually ahead. And so the time is ripe.
That's
now.
A good thing, yeah.
Yeah, for issuers to start thinking about it. And my message to issuers is contactless has come to the United States. Like any new technology, it's going to take some time to deploy.
Sure.
You know, merchants will continue to turn those terminals on and enable them for contactless. You need to be thinking about your contactless strategy. Prices are going down for cards, you know, bought in bulk. You know, the prices have decreased significantly. And so it's time to think maybe the next time we issue our EMV cards, our natural reissuance, we put a contactless chip on there. Perhaps we start doing it as people phone in a lost card, for example, or a card
so
that
you get
gets
that
destroyed.
Replacement.
So you start to kind of slowly roll it out.
Gotcha.
But I can assure you that you'll have a better member experience with those contactless cards. And you take a lot of cash out of the system. It's just that much easier if you're at a vendor that's, you know, selling $2 items to just tap. Maybe people feel more comfortable with the tap than even inserting the card and waiting for that.
I would.
Those are incremental transactions for our credit unions.
Wow. You know who's really going to love it? Around the holiday season, all the merchants are like, bing, okay, go, bing, go.
Speed of checkout
my gosh.
Is so important for someone, you know, like a McDonald's, for example, which has had contactless for a long time. They want people rolling through those lines.
Yeah, because that was the big deal about EMV when it first came out, is because it was slow.
Yeah.
And nobody was like, all the merchants weren't enabling it until after the holidays.
And EMV is getting faster.
Yeah, yeah. It's totally
fast. Some of them, you know, we've got over 200,000 merchants that have deployed QuickChip. which can do it in less than a second.
Yeah, that's my grocery store. It's just really in and out.
Yeah. So but it's but I tell you, no matter how fast we get EMV, contactless is still
way faster. Way faster. All right, let's go in. So it's okay. We talked about it's big overseas, right? Yeah. But where can we as contactless? Where is it now?
Well, right now we are deploying it domestically.
Okay.
So you're seeing more. There's quite a few credit cards out there. I mean, it's numbered in the 20 millions of credit cards, right? Which is a percentage of credit cards. But as acceptance continues to grow, then I think you're going to see more demand for your members to have contactless functionality. And also, kind of a special call out to credit unions that are in the Northeast, both the New York and the Boston Transit are going contactless.
That's going to be huge for that area.
Again, here's low dollar transactions, 75 cents, $1.50, what have you. As they move to contactless, you want to make sure that your cards are enabled to do that. So you pick up those transactions and think about like the extra utility that card now has. Every time they get on a subway train, they're seeing your branding on your card and you're making that happen.
How about security? That's something that people are always kind of scared or fearful or wary about. How is security on these cards?
Does
that work?
Contactless is an EMV transaction in the sense that it is each transaction has a dynamic code associated with it. We won't get into all the details on it. But a contactless card functions exactly the same as an EMV card. And that an EMV card communicates with a reader and a special cryptogram gets created every single time that only the issuer and the card know. Contactless is the same thing.
Okay. Gotcha. I just wanted to throw that out there because that's the first thing that comes to people's mind these days. Cybersecurity. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. So kind of wrap up here. Where is all this going? Where are we going with all this?
For the United States, you would hope to see that we get somewhere in the neighborhood of like where Australia's at.
Yeah, 90% would be huge.
90% of face-to-face transactions are on a contactless card. Mm-hmm. And as that infrastructure gets built out, then you probably see more innovation on the mobile phone side of it. So mobile phone utilization today, paying with Apple Pay or Samsung Pay, Android Pay, what have you, is still a very small number.
Mm-hmm.
You're likely to see that increase as the as the infrastructure gets rolled out more broadly around contactless.
All right. Good to know. All right. Doug, anything else to wrap up here? I mean, this is always an education. Always cool to get the latest and greatest from you guys, what you guys are doing. So keep up the good work. And any last words?
No, I'd just say if you are listening to this, make sure that contactless is part of your strategy in some way, shape, or form. Make sure to talk to your account executive about it.
I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, whether your processor or your network can support that effort.
All right, great message to end on. Doug, always a pleasure.
Thanks, Mike.
Well done, sir. Doug Leighton, Visa. Talk to him. Excellent.